Tonight, on Christmas special in Contestacja.com, Martin's report in English. Today, this is Thursday, 20th of December 2012, and my name is still Martin. In American, Martin. In British, Martin. In Russian, Martin. Okay, and in Polish, Martin. Okay, and tonight, our guest is Greg McKelvey, who hopefully is still alive. He is in States and he's right now with us.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Hi, Greg.
Hello, Martin. Wysoki świat.
Hey, Greg speaks some Polish, so please be careful when you call, and please do not use swear words, not even on chat.
Yes, I would appreciate no swear words.
Okay. You can use some if you feel inclined to, but you might not. Okay. So, you live in States right now, right?
Yes, so let me send the greetings. Dzień dobry ludzie, jestem Grzegorz McKelvey. This is short.
Well, we were supposed to hold the conversation in English, but if you're...
yes, of course, in English. I wanted to send a special greeting to my Polish friends in Polish. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. So, do you like Christmas? Let's start about Christmas. Do you like Christmas at all?
I love Christmas.
Oh my goodness, I hate Christmas. Yeah. So we will have a good conversation, hopefully.
You hate Christmas? Martin, you cannot be a Scrooge.
I can be a Grinch.
You can be a humbug.
I'm a humbug, okay. And I'm not ashamed of it. Hey, never mind.
Yes. I love Christmas because it's a time where regardless of where you are in the world, you can show the brighter side of yourself to people when most people don't get that all the time.
Well, most people don't have the bright side to themselves, so in Christmas they show what they have, which is really nasty. Don't you think?
Yes, but you know, it makes people feel good to wish someone a Merry Christmas. Sometimes a kind word can mean a lot to someone.
Okay, let me talk to the listeners and inform. You can call us and you can ask any questions. Greg is from States. He knows everything. You know, he's American, so he's all-powerful. He's got several houses and 500 cars in his garage.
I do?
It's America, right? So it's paradise. It's not...
I have one little Nissan Versa.
Well, I have a bike, so you're still better than me. Never mind. Okay, please call us. You know how to call us. Use Skype and type what it's written here. Oh, my goodness, you see. Contestacja.com. Oh, well, you have to speak Polish. Greg, can you say Contestacja?
Contestacja.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, something like that. Or the phone number in Poland is 222-195-321. I've never ever read it in English before. Hopefully someone can understand it. Okay, let's talk about Christmas. This is a topic for tonight. And this is no politics, no fighting. Just beautiful Christmas when people can enjoy pretending that they like each other for a change.
Well, I like people most of the time, and Christmas just makes me in a happier mood.
Really? It does? Well,
yes. Now, Martin, you know me very well.
I do.
You know that generally I'm an optimistic person.
You are. But is everybody else on Christmas? Are people more optimistic on Christmas or not? In America?
I would say yes. I would say people are more optimistic at Christmas, and I would say that people are more generous at Christmas time than any other time of the year.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because there's a spirit of giving.
Well, it's called commercials.
It's better to give than to receive, and I think many people sense that at Christmas time.
Yeah, I think Walmart and McDonald's and all the other companies really like that spirit, and it's better to buy and give than not to buy. Yeah?
Well, I'm sure, you know, there's no doubt that Christmas is a commercial venture today. Mm-hmm. However, it's also a spiritual venture as well. It's something meaning to me in a spiritual way, not just buying gifts.
Okay. But do you think many people think so? Christmas is spiritual?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Really?
Now, let's talk about those people. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are some people that think Christmas is all about getting presents. What can I get for me, right?
Right.
But there's also those people who think that Christmas is a time for family, a time for expressing kind of a special hope of the new year, and Christmas puts people in the mood to do that. So, and it reminds people. I mean, when I drive around, lots of times I'll see stickers on a car, like a bumper sticker.
Ooh, what does it say?
That says,
"Kill Obama."
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Really? People say that out loud? Well,
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
You've seen Christmas in Poland. How many times? Many times, right?
I've spent at least 8 Christmases in Poland.
Okay, are they any different than Christmas in States, in America?
I would say yes. The traditions are different. For example, on Christmas Eve, you have the Vigilia, this great Polish dinner. In America, most families don't necessarily do that.
You don't
their
eat?
Big dinner is Christmas Day.
Oh.
The songs are a little different. There are different Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I don't know the name of this Polish song, but it's my favorite. It goes, "Fa wow, kuchi kuchi, fa wow, kuchi kuchi, na na no, sta money."
Oh my goodness, I knew you would sing that song. Okay.
It's my favorite Christmas song.
Okay, this Polish Christmas song. This particular Christmas song is happy, right? It's merry. Yeah, it's. But most of the Polish Christmas songs are kind of sad, don't you think?
Excuse me, I have something in my throat.
Oh my goodness. What are you doing in that car? Who's with you? Terrible, okay. What do you have in your throat?
You're a funny man, Martin.
Sorry. Yes, I'm apologizing for being a bit too funny.
Okay, for example, though, the big controversy in America is that you have people switching from Christmas theme to holiday theme.
Why is it happening?
Because it is not politically correct to say Merry Christmas to people.
Why not?
Well, Christmas involves Christ. Not everyone is a Christian. And they want to make it more acceptable. So it's a holiday tree. It's happy holidays.
So Satanists can celebrate Christmas too.
Sure, they can say happy holidays.
Okay.
And they have a holiday tree.
So it's not Christian celebration anymore?
Not in America, nope. Now, obviously there is a Christmas holiday, right?
Yeah.
However, my son had a concert at the school. Yeah. He was singing some music.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a boy, we used to have a Christmas concert with real Christmas music.
Yeah.
He had a holiday concert.
Yeah.
And there was not one Christmas song in it.
What do you mean? How can you have a Christmas show with no Christmas songs? So what do they sing?
They called it the Winter Concert.
Winter Concert? Oh my goodness.
What the hell?
And
it's
what
not
songs?
Even winter yet.
So, what are the songs? What do they sing?
Some of the songs had to do with a couple of Negro spirituals. There was a song about African slaves. There was a song about oppression of people. There was Dominos Pacem. That was one religious type song.
Ooh.
But that was really it.
That is very strange what you're saying, but Everybody thinks here in Poland that Americans are very, biblical, very, they talk about God all the time. I mean, every president of United States has to say something about God in every five sentences, you know? So why is it happening?
Well, that is not true with Barack Obama. He can't even quote scripture correctly.
Well, okay. Do others quote scripture correctly? Other presidents?
Some do, but really? People are obviously there are a certain part of the population who are very religious. There's another part of the population who could care less about religion and want America to be more of a secular country.
Hmm. Okay, let's go back to Poland. What would you...
Yes, Poland!
Well, let's not go to Poland, but let's talk about Poland. Okay, what would you improve for Christmas in Poland? Because I think there's much room to improve, yeah? For improvement in celebrating Christmas in Poland.
I think, I think every person has a right to their own family traditions. Mm-hmm. I always enjoyed watching someone kill the carp. That was always fun.
Kill the what?
Carp. The fish.
Oh, kill the carp. Kill the fish. Yay! Yeah. That's one good tradition.
Yeah. Now, that's a very interesting tradition. You go to the market, you buy a fish 2 or 3 days before Christmas, you put it in your bathtub, and you play with it for a few days, and then you kill it. It's very Merry Christmas to the fish.
So you don't have this in America? You don't kill anything on Christmas?
Oh, well, I go to the store and buy a turkey that's been killed by somebody, but I don't keep it in my bathtub, right?
So Americans are just hypocrites. They want it killed, but they don't want to do the deed themselves.
Exactly.
Okay, so Polish...
We're only talking about food here, right?
Polish Christmas is much better. We kill our food ourselves. Yay, at least.
Exactly right.
Okay, how about drinking? This is a good topic, yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, believe it or not, Americans do a lot of drinking. You know, it may not be vodka. I know vodka is the Polish national drink.
On Christmas.
But... the American national drink is probably beer. A lot of people drink beer. A lot of people drink wine. And
Christmas beer? This is too weird.
Yeah.
Seriously?
They even have Christmas beer.
Christmas beer? I mean, it's actually called Christmas beer?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That is... Okay, it's hard for me to imagine. I mean, I've never imagined American Christmas.
It's beer... It's beer that has water from Israel.
No.
Yes, no joke.
There's no water in Israel. I mean, there's desert.
Exactly.
It's too weird. It's very weird. Okay.
But no, I'm joking. There is a Christmas beer, though. It's a holiday beer. They had some spices to it a little bit. It's pretty good.
Okay, but are you serious about Christmas in Poland? This is really warm... Nice celebration. I mean, you don't see all those people who have faces, like long faces. They are all sad. They're not happy, and they can't be happy. They don't know how to be happy.
Well, I tell you this: when I was in Poland, look, regardless of where I went at Christmas time, and you know it true, I always wish people a Merry Christmas very loudly.
You do, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Greg was walking around Rynek in Kraków and screaming to everyone he could, Merry Christmas. Everyone he met, it's a stranger, complete stranger, he says, Merry Christmas. And everybody smiles. That's true.
Everyone reacted to me favorably. I didn't say anyone else, weird American, strange person, though I probably was. I still got a positive response from people, and it was very nice.
You know, Polish people are polite, so they won't tell you in your face what they think. They are just being polite, maybe.
Sure, most people are polite, and I appreciate their politeness. The Polish people were very patient with me, trust me.
Actually, they like it. It works. When you smile to them, they smile back. But if you don't smile to them first,
and
nobody does...
The interesting thing is that, for me, this wishing people Merry Christmas on the street or in a shop, if it's a natural thing, a part of my personality, people see this.
Yeah, true. And well, we need you in Poland then. Can you fix entire country, please? We need somebody to smile to 40 million people.
But all I know is that tomorrow has to be a better day.
Well, yes, because today is so bad.
Try to remain optimistic and positive, and things will happen, you know, good and bad in life. Things happen good and bad in life, but Christmas is a time to be optimistic and look to the future, I believe.
Well, okay then. Well, I have something to show. Actually, you don't have a computer in front of you. You don't, do you?
I do not have a computer in front of me, unfortunately.
Well, okay, so I have a short 30-second video, and I'm going to tell you what it's about and everybody, but you're not able to watch it, so I have to explain, okay? So look at this. Well, actually, it didn't work that well because I didn't have microphone on. But what you saw was, and you didn't see, Greg, was, celebration in Rynek, in town square, in Radom, of Christmas, early celebration, organized by the town council or somebody. And there was this huge table in the middle of the town, and there were some supplies, maybe it wasn't champagne, it was just some, I don't know, cakes, something to drink. And people kept coming and taking what they could. They just rushed to the tables. And their faces said, give me. Before somebody else takes. And their faces were not happy at all. It was not Christmas-like at all. So, well, come on, you have to admit, people in Poland are not happy in their majority, and they do not have this, they don't feel this spirit of Christmas. Actually, there's not even a, there's no phrase spirit of Christmas in Polish. We don't use it. Nobody says spirit of Christmas here.
Interesting. Well, you know, I will admit that you always find people that are discouraged at this time of year. Christmas isn't an easy season for people because there's a lot of pressure on them to provide for their families, to provide presents, to provide some type of food for the table. Mm-hmm. And it's financially tough for a lot of people. Even in America, it's financially tough for a lot of people.
Okay.
And, you know, it does bring about the sadness of Christmas. How do I provide for my family and friends? And so when something is offered for free, I might be a little over enthusiastic to get something for free if I'm in that situation.
If they were over enthusiastic, I wouldn't mind, but they were just mean.
Angry people are mean here. For example, Black Friday in America, going to the shopping mall at 5 in the morning to buy something for someone. And, you know, people are running through the stores being crazy. Now, this is a bad example of the Christian spirit, obviously.
Well, okay. 5 in the morning, Russian markets.
They get run over, they get trampled on by people, hit by people. And it's not very nice sometimes. But in the day-to-day activity, my interactions with people, I choose to be happy. I choose to wish people a Merry Christmas in hoping to bring some kindness to their life.
Okay, which is really good thing to do, I think. I agree. We should try. I don't think we're trying enough.
And, you know, again, you know, what is this? What's Christmas? What's most important at Christmas time? To me,
eat.
It's not the gifts. It's not.
It's the food.
It's not the food even. It's being with family. Being surrounded by people you love. Life is short.
Yes, but you're very idealistic, but most families, they don't even like each other, and not to, you know, maybe they love each other because they have to, you know, there's family, you have to love your family, but they don't like each other, and you can see that. They don't like to be together. Maybe it's not in States. I don't know, but it is.
I mean, now let's talk about this for a minute, because...
Okay, well, we have a caller. We have a guy calling. Can we talk to the guy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, hello, dude, whoever
hello,
you are.
Hello, this is Jacek.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jacek.
Hello.
One Polish guy directly from Denmark. Well, I just want to say one thing about Martin.
Oh,
please
okay.
Stop yelling about this Polish nature.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why I hear so huge echo now, but stop yelling about this part of Polish nature where we always being unhappy about all these things.
Well, some of us, I'm happy.
No, I mean, you know, this fixing bad things and things like Christmas is just a dirty job, but it's gotta do. And after all, Polish carols are not so much sad.
They are. Yes, they are. They are. Most of them are depressing, sad, and they give you this melancholy.
That attitude to this Christmas where you have only being happy and singing things like that the snow is falling and something else is happening is slightly shallow, simply. I mean...
Shallow? Yeah. Is the joy shallow? I mean, being joyful is kind of shallow, yeah? It's not deep.
Yeah, but
well, let's have fun. Let's rejoice. This is shallow. It's supposed to be shallow, I think.
Something what I like about Polish Christmas is that there is this kind of sublimity, majesty inside.
It's heavy, though.
No, I don't find it. I mean, I like it. Like,
okay.
For example,
do you have
Mark,
any...
I really
do you have
don't
any...
feel Christmas. Because I feel that beside of this thing, giving gifts to this... I'm just completely disagree with you here.
Okay. Well, that's what the
Greg,
radio
I mean,
is about.
Talking things with Poland, but please don't believe Martin absolutely everything he said. Just
Greg was many years in Poland. He has his own opinions, believe me. Okay, do you have any questions for him?
Yes. Okay, so I have two questions. Yeah, I have two very important questions to Greg, but since he was here for a couple of years, then probably the first one is not, because we have something like a tradition. We Poles, at least I have, if I meet someone from outside, I always ask him, so what do you know about Poland? Since he will have been living here for many years, then it's nothing really. And the second question is more something like a joke, because it's not true that we shouldn't talk about politics. Because we Poles, at least me, always talk during Christmas about politics.
Yeah, so, that was my next question, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin, can you repeat those two questions for me, please?
Yeah, the second one was about politics. Actually, I didn't understand the first one. Can you just really quickly, Jacek, repeat the first one?
No. Hello? My first question was that because at least I have something like a habit when I meet someone from outside of the Poland, what does he know about Poland?
Greg.
And the truth is that since he has been living here for many years, but that's something like a Polish tradition, which comes, I believe, from this. But the second question is, because we always talk about politics, and I have to spoil all your Christmas atmosphere about it, and since we are in contestatio still, Greg, what do you think about Obama, please? Tell
oh my goodness,
that's
okay.
I have to leave.
Thanks, Jacek. Okay. All right, Greg. So...
Okay, Martin, you have to repeat those two questions for me, please. I did not understand him.
The first one, I'm not sure I understood it. It was kind of long and complicated. I don't know. Maybe someone on chat will remind me. But the second one I didn't understand perfectly because, you know, many people in Poland talk about politics at Christmas and every time. I mean, I don't know. This is what Polish people do. So the question for you in the Christmas special in our radio is, what do you think about Obama, the president?
Well... A couple of things I'll say. First of all, I will talk about my time in Poland at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I loved Polish Christmas. I was with Polish people. I ate Polish food. I enjoyed my Polish family. And if I could spend anywhere in the world Christmas Eve, it would be in Krakow.
Ooh.
it's very special to me, and I love the Christmas atmosphere in Poland. I love the Christmas music, and I certainly love the Christmas food.
Yeah, the food, okay. I agree. Everything so else, I don't.
That's it. You have to understand that when people get together in America with family, they try not to discuss politics and religion, because someone's always going to be fighting.
Yeah.
So
that's what Polish people love, you know, to fight each other.
Yes, yes. But on the Christmas special, I want to wish President Obama a very Merry Christmas.
Really?
And a Happy New Year. Yes. Look, you have to separate two things. You have to separate President Obama from the man and President Obama from president. As president, I don't necessarily agree with all his policies. Mm-hmm. And
Do we agree with any of his policies, actually?
Sure, yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. I think people should have to medical treatment in America. It should help the homeless people, and that Obamacare is something that will help America, everyone get insurance and fair medical treatment.
Are you serious? We had this in Poland, and we had 40 years experiment.
You have your system in Poland.
It's Obamacare, something like Obamacare.
Obamacare will be a different system. Here's an example, Martin.
Okay.
I have insurance, private insurance right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I will continue to have private insurance.
Good.
That change.
Well, but you will pay in your taxes for insurance that is mandatory.
Mandatory for who?
For you, because you have to pay for it your taxes.
No, not for me.
You don't pay taxes?
I have my private insurance, and I will keep my private insurance. If I didn't have insurance, I would have to go find insurance on the from somewhere in the government somewhere to have insurance, right?
Well, who's paying for all the all those
well,
money?
Obviously, if you don't have insurance, taxpayers pay some of it. Obviously,
yeah.
But Martin, that's what's happening now.
Okay, you said some of it. I thought all of it.
No, not necessarily. Every person will contribute into the system what they can if they're insured by the government. So if I have insurance, I pay a very low tax for other people to have insurance. If I'm in the government insurance plan, whatever that is, whatever that looks like. The person that gets it, it's not free. They have to pay a portion into it as well. But I think that for me, the bottom line is, you know, what's happening now, Martin, is that let's say I have private insurance and the person next to me has no insurance.
Yeah.
The person that has no insurance goes to the emergency room hospital.
Yep.
And then they get tested in the hospital.
Okay.
And then somewhere along the way, someone has to pay for their treatment because the person is too poor to pay.
Well,
so guess who pays?
Well, taxpayers, of course.
Yes. So regardless of what we do, you know, American people are going to have to pay something. And that's how it is.
Well, there's a problem in this all. And the problem is it's not, well, it's different when you're helping someone because you want to help. And when somebody takes your money to help without asking you if you want to help or not, I mean, it should be voluntary,
I think it's
forced.
Interesting, Martin. President Obama, people did not like Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they? Why did they reelect him?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why? So, what do you think?
So obviously, 51% of America liked President Obama enough to re-elect him.
Well, no, not necessarily. They liked him better than the other guy. Yeah.
They liked him better than the alternative.
Yeah. So maybe that's the reason the other guy was even worse.
Well, I don't know, but all I know is that he had he's got a strong showing. Now let's talk about as far as President Obama, the man. Mm-hmm. President Obama, the man, has a wife and two little girls that I'm sure he loves, like I love my two boys. Mm-hmm. And I wish, you know, I wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and wish them the best in their personal life.
This is actually good to hear. You know, not many people in Poland remember that the politicians are also humans. Actually, we don't give them right of being regular people and kind of like them for being people, not for their politics. This is it should be separated. I agree, but I don't think many listeners would agree with you. Actually,
That's okay. I respect your opinion, but I'm not. But I understand that, you know, politicians have families. They have sickness. They have people that are born by their children, and people that die. So they're human like you and I, and they're not super. They're not super beings.
I agree exactly. Okay, so, I had more questions. How about more questions?
Okay. Please.
I had a really good one, and I just forgot it. Oh, it wasn't about drinking. I still about drinking.
Let me ask you a question, Mark.
Yeah.
Was I the first American you ever met?
No. Oh, yes.
Oh.
No, actually, I don't know. Well, you were... Okay, I don't know, maybe a few hours before you, I met somebody else, or I don't know.
Okay.
But yes, you were one of the first group of Americans I met, yes.
And you were 17 years old, I think, right?
Yes, I was. I was.
I know Martin for a long time. He's been very helpful to me in my time in Poland.
Yep. Was I?
Yep. Really? Really? we used to walk through Krakow together with a very heavy breeze.
Oh,
the
yes.
poisonous fume.
They were, and they still are, in Krakow.
Yes.
Krakow by night with Greg. This is memorable experience. So, do you come to Poland anymore? Do you ever?
I've not been to Poland in 2 years. I'm not sure when I will come again, but I look forward to coming back to my second home.
Hmm. Okay.
So, next question.
Okay, let's go back to this Christmas thing. Is the Christmas as important as Thanksgiving in the United States? What's the difference?
Now, that's a very good question. Thanksgiving, I think a lot of people enjoy Thanksgiving because there is not this commercial element to it.
Really? There are
no
gifts on Thanksgiving?
The only people that make money at Thanksgiving are the people that sell ham and turkeys.
Oh, okay.
So you don't buy gifts for people at Thanksgiving. It's really a family time. I think, you know, even more so than Christmas. Christmas has a different atmosphere and a different expectation. There's an expectation of the Christmas tree, an expectation of gifts under the tree. There's expectations of Santa Claus and expectations of, you know, getting something you don't need.
Yeah, exactly.
Those types of expectations. It's a different season altogether. The foods are a little similar. Most people have a turkey dinner or maybe a ham dinner. They'll have mashed potatoes and gravy and bread and lots of pies. Pumpkin pie, apple pie.
Ooh.
Lots
okay,
of pies.
Is
German,
anything like
German
pie
cake.
In Poland? What is pie like? Most of our listeners never ate pie, I think.
Pie to me, that's a very good question. Well, pie is a round object about 9 inches round, and in it there's a crust, a bread, a light bread, and you fill it with something. You fill it with apples and cinnamon and sugar, or you fill it with strawberries and raspberries, or you fill it with pumpkin.
Is it like
charlotka? Yeah, kind of. And you bake it, and that's pie.
American pie.
Okay. American pie. Now, also, something about America's is that most pies and things are much sweeter.
Yeah, they're nasty. They are too sweet.
They're very sweet. In fact, I always love Polish pastries and things, but they were never as sweet as other Polish food that I would eat. I mean, American food I would eat.
Okay, what is the difference between pie and a tart?
A tart. It's very similar. A tart is more cakey, I think.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Is it still, is an American thing tart, or is it British or something?
A tart? I think it's more British.
Oh, okay. What but is a fruitcake? That's the good question.
Fruitcake. Oh, fruitcake is a thing that you use to kill people. No, I'm joking.
Like carp.
A fruitcake is, you know, you have to experience fruitcake. It's like a very, it's very cakey, very heavy.
It's Christmas, though, right? Christmas cake.
Dry fruit, yes, all for Christmas. When I come to Poland next time, I will make sure I bring you a fruitcake.
Okay, why? Why is...
Why not?
What's so interesting in fruitcake? I mean, I heard about it many times, never ate it. So, what's wrong with fruitcake?
It's just different. It's a gift you give someone you don't like.
Is it traditional, or what?
It's traditional. So, if I send you a fruitcake, it means I think so much of you, I sent you this cake that's going to sit on your shelf forever.
Is it so bad, really?
No, I actually like fruitcake. It's kind of tasty. However, most people don't like fruitcake. It's just not. That's not something you get. It's not something you get your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Fruitcake. Okay, remember about fruitcakes, guys. If somebody gives you fruitcake, you know what it means, probably.
Yes. Yes. And there's people. I mean, people buy them and send them. It's very American.
Okay, I remember the question. That was a good one. Since you come from the country that's famous for mass paranoia at times, for example, mass paranoia.
Mass paranoia.
Paranoia, exactly. Like year 2000. You remember what was happening?
Oh, yes, Y2K.
Exactly. And now there's end of the world.
Tomorrow.
2012. Tomorrow, oh my goodness.
And if everything goes well, I'll do my Christmas shopping on Saturday.
Oh, after the end of the world.
Because no reason to spend money at the end of the world, right?
Yeah, okay. But is everybody going crazy again, or not so much?
Not so much.
People in bunkers?
A couple of stories on the news. Nothing like Y2K.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
It is not. Y2K, people were buying food, stocking it up. They're turning their money under their mattress and everything. This is most people don't believe in this at all.
Wow, that's surprising, but it's actually good. What does it mean? I mean, people got more brains, or what?
It means that the Mayan calendar, you know, they ran out of space on that rock.
I know.
I mean, have you ever seen their calendar?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's huge.
Actually.
I mean, there's no more room to put any more dates. Of course they had to run out.
Okay, so you don't believe in the end of the world tomorrow?
No, I do not believe in the end of the world tomorrow.
How is the business in States right now comparing to what it was? This Christmas, the business.
You mean the economy?
States. Yeah.
The economy is awful.
What do you mean? Why?
I mean that I've never seen so many people out of work. Wow. I've never seen so many people hurting financially. People losing their homes, people losing their cars. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are struggling financially.
Why? Why do you think? What's the main reason?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. I think we're in a global recession. The global economy is awful. It's bad everywhere.
But why?
Why is it bad? Because there's no jobs. I'll tell you. The biggest mistake America ever made was sending all their manufacturing overseas.
But it's profitable. It's just business. It's cheaper, so it's natural.
It's cheaper for who?
For everybody. Products are cheaper for the companies, for the consumers.
So let's see. if, let's say I make a product in America. I make basketballs.
Basketballs. Okay, good one.
I make basketballs, and I can sell them. I make them for $8 a ball, and I sell them for $15 a ball.
Okay.
And I have 500 people that work for me.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
it's
say
a huge
I find
business.
A manufacturer in China.
Yeah.
Who can make my basketball for $2?
Excellent. I would do it.
Excellent for who?
Everyone, the company, the consumers, first of all. Your balls will be cheaper.
But let me ask you, is it excellent for those 500 people that will lose their jobs?
No, they have to find another job. However,
where?
They will have cheaper balls, and all 50 million people will have cheaper balls. I mean, we should be thinking about millions of people, not 500 of people.
Well, but see, this is the problem. Everyone thinks about the cheaper product, when no one thinks about the people doing the job. And the people
the
job...
It's economy.
Yes, absolutely. American lost its edge in the world by sending its manufacturing away from America, bottom line.
Actually, they are still the most rich country in the world and with the biggest economy, so it's not that bad. Not that bad. Actually,
I think every individual case is different.
What's the unemployment rate in states right now? In your state, where do you live now? Which state?
I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, so what's the unemployment?
8%.
8%? It's not that bad.
Yeah. Not that good.
Well, Greg, comparing to Europe, this is still paradise. Comparing to Poland.
I understand that, but you see, we're in a global recession. And it's still a recession, and jobs aren't returning. People are closing their businesses. I mean, there's been three. I live in a little town now of about 5,000 people, and we've had my favorite little. I love going to, you know this. I love to go to the restaurant for breakfast.
Oh yeah,
and there's a little place here called Jimmy's, and
Jimmy's.
Get the best steak and eggs.
Whoa.
Well, Jimmy's is closing because he can't afford to stay open anymore because people have stopped going out to eat because they have no money.
Well, then he has to do something else then.
He closed his business, yes, and then he'll do something else, but it's...
But this is actually quite normal in economy. You have to change constantly because needs of people change. So it should be normal. It's not a disaster, right? I mean, it's hard situation, but it's more or less normal.
It's a disaster for him.
Well, as for everybody who has to change.
You know what I find interesting about our conversation? Use a lot of generalization.
Well, I'm talking about general topics, so...
And so when you talk about generalization, sure, we're not as bad as the rest of the world in some things. Some things we are.
Mm-hmm.
But every family, you have to look at every family, every individual, that's lost a job or maybe there's a sickness in their family. I know a man 2 weeks ago who came to my church. He looked fine. 2 days later, he was in the hospital having brain surgery.
Ooh. Wow.
His job fired him because he couldn't come to work anymore.
Yep.
He's got two little girls that he has to support.
Mm-hmm.
They told him yesterday the tumors in his brain have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me, how is his situation?
This is really bad situation, I'm telling you.
It's really bad situation.
Really bad.
So everybody... we talk a lot in general terms, but when you talk a lot in general terms, we lose the perspective of the individual going through the good situation or the bad situation.
Oh, I understand that. Actually, the thing is that I realize is that it's impossible to make everyone happy or to invent system that works and make sure everybody is safe in situations like this.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And
I have a question. I know it's so weird.
Yeah.
Are you a communist?
I I am not a communist now.
But
I've
okay,
never
so
been a communist, and I never will be a communist.
But you know, Obamacare is kind of a communistic thinking. You know, as we all have, there's one state that has to take care of everyone.
Well,
that's
let's talk
idea,
about what we're taking care
idea.
Of. Okay, Martin, what is the responsibility of society to people who are so poor they can't afford insurance or doctors?
They should help. People should help other people. Yeah.
They should what?
Yeah.
We should let them die?
No, we should help them. We people should help our neighbors.
Yeah.
That should be style of life. Of course.
I totally agree. And this is, in this case, you know, our neighbors are everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And, Greg, the only difference is, the question is, should we do it voluntarily or should we be forced by state? Or should it be state that take cares of us or should it be us that take care of us? That's a different...
Well,
okay, hold on this because we have a viewer calling, so...
Yes, very good.
Okay, hi, hello, Paweł. Hi, are you there? Do you have a microphone?
Hello?
Please have a microphone. Well, you need to call again with the microphone. Okay, Greg, so hopefully he calls.
So I understand what you're saying. I understand that the government... Look, I don't want the government to be involved in my life. You know,
There you go.
I don't want that for me. However, there are some times when you have to say society has to act unilaterally to make sure everyone has health care and has a ability to go to a doctor without feeling discriminated against.
Mm. This is really a long conversation, but remember, Greg, I live in a country where we have what you are describing right now, and we had it in many, many different styles, variations for last several years. I mean, that's more than several years since after the war, and it was crap.
But you also have a lot of private doctors too.
Yes, unfortunately, we all have to pay for what we don't use because it doesn't function anymore. It doesn't work.
Right.
The health service in Poland is worse than ever. Well, that's why Polish people do not believe in Obamacare because they are experiencing it right now. This is going bad. Everything that the government tries to take care of instead of private people, you know, caring for each other, goes always wrong. I mean, it's a natural process. It's like nobody has bad intentions, but it just goes like that. So,
well,
okay.
You know, and I think it's interesting. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
As things work out. Now, this man, as I told you about, has cancer.
Yep.
Because his job fired him, he was able to go and ask the state for medical assistance, and they gave it to him.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, that because of that, he can get chemotherapy and radiation, and that's a huge thing. I mean, I don't think there's an easy solution to this question. I really don't.
Hmm. Well, Greg, do you realize? Do you think there is a connection between him taking the money from the government and people losing jobs in economy?
I would say not yet.
There's no connection?
No. I would say the biggest problem was that America fought two wars where we had no money to fund them. And we spent billions and billions of dollars in Iraq, which we're still partially there, and Afghanistan still there. I have a nephew who's 22 years old, who is a Marine, and he's in Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot. It takes billions of dollars to do that.
Actually, American wars are very expensive. There's like luxury. I mean, those soldiers get everything they want. They have unbelievable.
That's not true.
Well, come on, Greg. This is really...
Now, Martin, listen. Wait. That's not true.
So, they don't have food?
It's just, soldiers get their food, their clothes, their housing. However, mm-hmm. when my nephew wanted to have a special vest to protect him from being shot,
yep.
he had to buy it privately.
The Ooh, government I didn't
did
know
not
that.
Give it to him, Martin. Yes.
So why is it so expensive?
Why is it so expensive to run a war? Because you have nation building going on, trying to rebuild these nations, which is a mistake. I mean, I don't believe we should be in either country.
That's true. You're actually aggressors.
We should leave.
Right now. Yeah. So. Okay. Here's Jacek again with a question. Hopefully.
Yes, Jacek. Hello, Jacek.
Yes, it's me again, Dzień dobry.
You're the only one calling. You know, everybody chickened out.
I let myself to call again because there is no much traffic today. Greg, can you hear me now?
Yes. I can hear you now. Yes.
All right. Perfectly. Well, I have a question because you're always saying, I mean, not always, but you're telling us these tearful stories about all these people who have two or three children and they have brain tumor and all this.
Well, they are true.
It's a very tearful, yes. But Greg, if you take a look at the history and get back like 250 years ago, the United States was a very poor country, really. And you have decided, okay, so let's create a state with a free market, very liberal, no stupid European things like high taxes and all this society. And apparently, in something like 200 years, you have built the most powerful country in the world. And then you have decided, oh, no, let's stop with this generalization. Let's focus on simple individual things. And then you have started to destroy your own power. So I'm afraid that when you lose this general view, I mean, and this general view are the rules of the country, you have started to create things like 8% unemployment in New England, which I believe is something huge as for the United States. So, I mean, you told Martin not to generalize, but actually, U.S. was created on one huge generalization. That's my question, and how can you see it? Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you. So his question was about generalization. Say it to me again, Martin.
Well, he was actually pointing out that United States, out of nothing, of simple pioneers raced to the first country in the world by holding freedom and having no Obamacares. So
yes, exactly.
Why to change it now?
Well, that's not really true.
That is true, Greg. No,
of course not. Now, the government has always helped people establish themselves. For example, in the 1800s, the government owned the land in Oklahoma. The government set forth a program so people could go to Oklahoma and race to the land.
Right. Do you know how high taxes were back then? How much money did they have?
The other thing is that people also, during the Great Depression, the government put forth many programs to help American people.
Well, that's actually a really bad example, Greg, because that's exactly why Depression took so long.
Well, you know what? But still, I mean, it gave people jobs and hope. Listen, my ideal America, Martin, would be one where people are free to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Yes.
And everyone, listen to me, everyone would help everyone else. However, mm-hmm. that is not the case. And people that struggle, that are very poor, who cannot afford medical care, who are sick, for whatever reason, I don't care how you do it, they shouldn't be denied it.
Well, I understand the problem. However, if you are going to kill those who make money, you will have no money to give to the poor. You know what I mean. So you have to keep the balance at least.
But America has been taxed for years, and will continue to be taxed for years.
This is really
on everything.
Yeah. By the way, what are the taxes in states right now? What taxes do you pay? I mean, on regularly.
I think 25% is my tax rate.
Okay, it's tax. You pay taxes when? When you buy something, you have a sale tax. You don't have value added tax.
In my state, you have a 7% sales tax.
7%? Is it like value added tax? Something similar to that?
No, it's not a value added tax. It's a sales tax.
What's the difference? When do you pay it?
A value-added tax is usually something above a sales tax in America. Mm-hmm. A sales tax is for the state. A value-added tax goes to the federal government. Now, and we don't have a federal tax. We have a state tax.
Yeah, but it's the tax that you pay in the goods you buy, right? 7% in everything you buy.
Yeah, 7%. 7%
in my similar.
State.
Well, in Europe, it's still 23 right now. Right now, value-added tax. So 7 is really low comparing to that. Okay, so is there income tax still?
I'm sorry?
Income tax there is still in states, right?
Oh, yeah. I pay income tax. 25% of my salary goes to income tax, and another 10% goes to Social Security.
Oh, my goodness. 25% income tax?
Yes.
It's huge. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. People are taking lots of money. They could invest, create jobs.
Yes.
You know. So instead of that...
I agree. I mean, I love low taxes, but, you know, we also have... It's complicated. It's a complicated issue. The next big issue in America, Martin, is going to be gun control.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Okay, Mario Vepavo, and he has a microphone. I can hear him now.
Oh, great. Hi. Great. Okay,
you have
Greg,
to...
I will refer to the Greg... statement about manufacturing not in USA but in China, right? You said that it's bad for American people to company like Apple or to different companies move their manufacturers of their product to their China, right?
Correct.
And you said always about person who has a cancer and is very poor and have a problem, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But taking things globally, you know, when you move manufacture to the China, there are a lot of happy people in China, not in USA, which have work, which have food and so on. You care and we all care about people who are in our
for people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in our community. But overall, it's better to give a job for Chinese people which we pay $2 per hour than to American people which takes $8 per hour because it's better for your economy and it's better for overall happiness of the world, I think. And you know, you said about bad situation in the country, about person who have cancer, but if you think globally, there is more tragic in the world, say Syria, say Africa, many other places where there are drama in this country.
Yeah, there are people living there too, being sick and everything. Okay, Pavel, any questions to on the end, or that's it?
It's the end. You said that it's long.
Thank you.
Okay, Merry Christmas. See you.
See you.
Bye-bye. This was Pavel. Okay.
So, Martin, can we get back to the Christmas subject?
Yeah, let us. Yes, let's enough of this. You mentioned something about guns, though. Is it a big topic right now?
We can save that for another topic, another day.
That's true, though. Okay, we have a phone call, though. And somebody can... I hope it's about Christmas. Hello.
About gun. I heard this guy who shot his children... his mother believes end of the world.
Oh, really?
He heard what?
She believed in end of the world. Wow.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, I heard that.
Yeah. He may have believed that. I just know that what happened in Connecticut was a great tragedy for a lot of people. And it's affected America in a very big way, I think.
Oh, really? Will they start to give a gun to a guard in a school finally, or will they make people defenseless?
I don't know what they'll do. That's a good question, Martin. You know, the discussion in our school system here I can tell you this, the schools where my children go to school, who you will say hello to in just a minute, there have been police on campus every day since then.
Oh. Okay,
so I think what will happen is that they will start having some type of armed security at schools around America. I really think that's going to happen.
I think it's good. Do you think it's not good? I know.
I think it's fine. I think
I'd
it's
like
great.
My children to be protected with someone, by someone with a gun.
You know, the teachers, if the teachers want to carry, you know, that's, I think they should.
Okay, we have a listener. Do you have any questions or not?
Any question?
No?
About Christmas.
Christmas question.
More about the differences between states.
Differences between states?
Oh, yes. So I think he's asking, what's the difference between Christmas, for example, in Massachusetts and maybe Christmas in North Carolina?
Good question.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So we need to hurry up because it's an hour. So,
yes, well,
are the differences?
Good time. Great question. I would say that there is difference from the standpoint of food. Sometimes the food is different. For example, in New England, you might have more New England-y type food, fish,
which is what?
Shellfish, lobster.
Where lobster in North Carolina, for Christmas?
That's
weird. Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Where in North Carolina, you're going to have turkey and meat and root vegetables like you have in Poland. And in California, you have everything. So.
Wow, lobster for Christmas?
And of course, family. Family's a big part of Christmas all across America, and people will be going to travel to visit their families everywhere in America.
Oh, okay. So it's a good time for terrorists, yeah?
So, Martin, I have my children here. I have Eric. Say hello to Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yay.
And I have David.
Hello,
David. Hi.
Hello.
Ask them a Christmas question.
Oh, the Christmas question. What's your favorite food on Christmas? Yeah.
Favorite food on Christmas, David?
Peppermint patty pie.
David likes peppermint patty pie.
What is it? I don't know what it is. Can you describe
it? It's too hard to explain, but it's got peppermint and it's delicious.
Oh, how about fruitcake?
You like fruitcake?
I don't think I actually tried it.
You never tried fruitcake, see?
See,
okay,
just like me.
Eric.
Never tried.
Eric, do you have a favorite food?
No, I don't think I really do. Any Christmas dinner that I would have, I'm usually thankful for in many ways.
Oh, and how about fruitcake?
I despise it.
So we're going to end this with a Christmas song.
Oh yeah, how about a song? And we can finish with a song, yeah.
We're going to wish you a Merry Christmas. And I wish all our friends and family in Poland a very Merry Christmas. God bless you, everyone.
Thank you. In the name of the Polish nation.
Yes. So, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your king. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yay! And a New Year, yeah. Oh, yeah, the New
All
Year.
All right, Martin.
I didn't ask questions about New Year, but I can imagine. It's champagne, everything.
Like and Sylvester.
Oh, yeah, Sylvester. Okay, Greg, so that will be it. Time is up.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you.
We will talk again in the near future, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. See you sometime soon.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Greg.
The first shot, Ludzie. And Martin.
Yeah?
Dużo mokre buzi, proszę.
Okay. You understood it. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, that was Greg McKelvey. And this is the end of the Christmas special in Contestacja. It was good, wasn't it? You understood some of it, hopefully. And I have a song of my own, but I'm not going to sing it. One of our listeners sent us a song for Christmas, and after the ending of the of this episode, just stay for a while and listen to the it's 3 minute song of one of our listeners, a girl with a really nice voice, and it's in Polish, so if you don't speak Polish, we can just skip it. Oh, what did Greg say? Somebody's asking. He said, dużo mokry buzi. Well, he always says that. It's Greg McKelvey. Okay, so have fun. Have a great Christmas. We won't see each other until the... Well, for some time now. So really, try. Try to enjoy it. Try to be happy. I know, this is Poland. I know, Greg is a happy man, and he doesn't know what's happening in Poland. You know, everybody's... going small throttle. No, okay, let's forget it. Just be happy. One day, let's try this year, 2012. After all, this is the last year, right? End of the world. So, see you. Bye.
Albert, wychodzimy.
Śnieg pada, wiatr wieje, przy kominku me dłonie grzeje. I cóż sama robić mam? Moje radio kochane włączam. Wiem, że mróz nocy tej nie ustąpi. Martin z Hugo Durczoka zastąpi. Na agenta Tomka czekam. Moje radio kochane włączam. Jeśli jesteś policjantem, och, strzeż się pana Kamila. Janek prawdziwym brylantem, dajcie mi tu fiora. Otwieraczem traktuję konserwy, chłopcy nie robią minuty przerwy. Z kontestacją mózg czysty mam, moje radio kochane włączam. Debil Hitler to słowa Korwina. Widzę szyderczą twarz Martina. W narodową grę zagram. Moje radio kochane włączam. Pośmiejmy się ze Smoleńska. Jak tu zignorować trotyl? Blacha na torcie wisienka. Remol też ma swój styl. Przesłucham firmę na emigracji. Birnat nie robi sobie wakacji. Przypałętał się nawet ksiądz. Wszystkim życzę wesołych świąt. Wesołych świąt, kontestacjo.